Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter of the state of Florida, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you mind helping us out with your opinion on this survey?
What opinion?
Well, it's about politics, basically.
What do you want my opinion for?
So it could help all our research and, you know, with the polls and stuff.
What questions you asking me for my opinion?
Okay, let's see. This is the first question. Okay, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? A Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Next question. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 to 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Nah, I support it because they should get 40 hours a week.
Okay. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Would you support that or oppose it?
I oppose it.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strong oppose.
Okay, thank you, sir. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Oppose.
Okay, and the same strongly oppose?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is, first option is much too high, second option is a little high, third option is about right, fourth option is low?
Too high.
Too high, okay, thank you, sir. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida, and we have two options here, spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner, or the second option, spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
The first one.
Efficient.
They spend tax on waste.
So you would say wasteful manner? They spend it in a wasteful manner?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not spending it where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay. Next, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yeah.
Do you support that?
I think they should.
Okay.
Yeah, I support that.
Okay, next, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to the emergency animal hospital?
Yes, I'll put it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicare?
I support it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Support.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you believe state and local government should or shouldn't be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
No.
They should not? Okay. Thank you. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Thank you, sir. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Some important.
Somewhat important? Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I oppose.
Okay, should not?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
No.
No, should not? Okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Somewhat.
So we have two options, should or should not. I'm going to repeat the question. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah, they should be. Okay, thank you. And do you know, do you know how to swim, sir?
Know how to what?
Do you know how to swim?
Yes,
yeah. Or no? Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay, next. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, they should.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they are on the wrong track?
Some of them on the right track, some on the wrong.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. The statement says, teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. And the second one says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
Yeah, that would be two.
Two? Okay. Thank you, sir. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you believe or do not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
Yes, okay. They should.
Thank you, sir. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
Wouldn't have no effect.
Okay, thank you, sir. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide medical coverage to individuals over 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefit for these new individuals compared to other medical beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. What is your age group, sir? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and plus?
You keep calling me sir, but I'm not sir. I'm a ma'am, and my age is 73.
Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, or Asian, or other?
Black, African American.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Do you consider yourself a Cuban American?
A what?
Do you consider yourself Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school? Yes or no?
No. I got a granddaughter that goes to a public school.
Oh, okay.
I got I got a great grandson that goes, well, he goes to a private school. But
okay.
My granddaughter goes to a public school.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Well, that concludes our survey. We thank you so much for your help, and we really appreciate it. And have yourself a great evening, okay, ma'am?
You too, and Merry Christmas and New Year to y'all.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.